I'm giving it a minute. So hi, welcome everyone. You are on the Children's Acting and Modeling 101 teleclass. I want to welcome you all. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Heather Arwita. I am a co-founder of Mommy Bites. We are incredibly excited about this topic. For those of you that receive our newsletter, you'll know that we often list different casting calls and commercial calls and photo shoots for parents, moms, babies, toddlers. We've been doing it for about 10 years now since Mommy Bites started. So this is kind of our first time doing a formal class on it. So we're very excited. I want to introduce our expert of today's teleclass, Susan Weinberg. Hi, Susan.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Heather. So excited to be here with you guys and, you know, chat and talk about the wonderful world of acting and modeling for kids. Very exciting.
It is very exciting. And for those of you that were able to listen a few minutes ago before we actually started recording, Susan and I were saying that this is just a really kind of fun and different topic. And what's nice about it is you can do what you want with this information. You know, some of you may be listening because you're very, very serious about your children or even yourself as a mom getting involved in this world. Or maybe you're just, you know, listening because it's interesting for you and you don't really plan on pursuing it. But either way, I think we're going to cover a lot of information. And before we actually get to the nitty-gritty, Susan, can you tell people a little bit about your agency? And
sure.
I know you have an event coming up at the end of the month.
Yes. So my agency, Susan Allison Talent, is approaching its second anniversary. So while that seems like not that long, I've been in the business for over 18 years. Right out of college, I worked at a very well-known full-service talent agency called CESD. And I then, after being there about a year and a half, I worked at Ford Models, co-directing their commercial print division, which is commercial print is product and advertising for print instead of TV. And then I also, after leaving Ford, a co-director and I left and we opened Bella Agency, which is still around today, on both coasts. And I've been in this business for a long time. I know a lot about it, and I'm excited to be here. Heather had also mentioned I am hosting an event, a one-day event in New York City on October 30th. It's for parents. It's kind of like this. It's an informational day where parents can come and they can meet me. They can ask questions directly. They can bring their child. I'm going to have a photographer, a very good photographer that's been in the business for a long time. And I'm going to have an agent from actually CESD come and take a look at your kids, kind of give feedback and kind of see if, you know, this is something that you guys want to pursue. So that's all on my website on the events page, SusanAllisonTalent.com. And I'm excited. I hope, you know, you guys who are serious about it and want to come, sign up.
Yay, great. And also, I think I said this at the beginning, but we'll send you all this information too, a link to Susan's website, some more information on the event coming up. And also, just again, for those of you that are just joining us, you are all muted. We do that because we have so many people on this call, so please don't worry about background noise. If you have any questions at all, please feel free to type them into the link that we sent all of you today, and we also sent some reminder links to everyone over the past few days. You just click on it and type away. It's anonymous, and you can ask as many questions as you want. So having said that, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. So I think, Susan, let's kind of start with a general question. What do agencies look for when looking for baby child models or actors?
Well, you know, it's a good question because a lot of people are all moms. Listen, I'm a mom myself, so I get it. We all think our children are gorgeous and beautiful and should be on TV and in print, but there's a lot more that goes into it. Yes, they need to photograph nicely, but also, especially for kids and even more so for babies, it's about their personality. You know, they have to be willing, you know, babies have to be willing to be separated from their parents because on a photo shoot, mom is not always obviously, unless it's a mom and baby photo shoot, mom is not in the shot with the baby. So the baby needs to be comfortable being away from the mom or the dad or the caregiver. So it's about their personality. Are they smiley? Are they happy? Do they cry a lot? Do they, you know, are they clingy? You know, all those types of things go into it because they need to be really happy and, you know, accessible to shoot. So, you know, the clients and the photographers need babies that are, and kids that are, you know, happy and agreeable. So that, I think that that's a big thing. You know, people think, oh, but they're so cute. They photograph so cute. But if they cry all the time and don't want to be away from mom, chances are it's not a good fit.
And, you know, I'll just chime in, and I think, Susan, you probably agree with me. So as many of you know, my background is in education. I was a teacher for many years. My background's in child development. So I will just chime in and say that obviously it's not anything to do with, you know, your child at all. If they do go in and they cry, I mean, that's completely normal. Or if they go through a stage where they're a little bit more shy. So I just want to throw that out
Absolutely.
There, that that's completely normal, completely cool. No one's judging. Like, you still have an awesome child. You know,
course.
I'm just thinking that if I tried to bring my son, who's now 14, that's a whole nother story, in when he was a baby, he couldn't even do mommy and me classes without screaming. So, you know, as Susan said, it's also a matter of being, you know, just kind of aware of where your child's at in their temperament, and, you know, that could change and it could not, and it's all cool. Your kid's still awesome.
And also, you know, if I could just add that, you know, you're right. Everyone's kid is amazing regardless. And sometimes your child may be shy and may cry, and that's all normal. And all these clients and these agents, they get that. It's more of like, you know, if every single time they go somewhere, you know, maybe it's just not for your child, and that's totally
right.
Fine. So just, you know, be aware of that. If you're like, oh boy, my kid, you know, never separates from me, that would just not work, then it's not for you guys. And maybe in a year they totally change, and then they can, and it's, you know, and then maybe you rethink about it. So, you know, it all depends on, you know, you knowing your kid.
Exactly. I think that's, yeah, well put, Susan. Exactly. Knowing your kids. So, I think probably another question you get a lot, Susan, is, do I need to get child professional pictures?
I would say, especially for babies and kids, I would say no, not to start. Definitely not. Kids and babies, especially, they change so much that in 6 months, your child can look completely different. So, you know, to get professional pictures done obviously costs money. You want to do it with the right photographer. And if people want to take pictures, professional pictures done before they would submit to an agency, I highly recommend it. I don't think, it's definitely not necessary. You know, some people just like, you know, oh, I want to do it. I want the pictures anyway. It doesn't matter. Then great. But it is not necessary. A regular snapshot, either you or, you know, your significant other, a friend, somebody you know who's good with a camera, I would try and stay away from the iPhone, you know, pictures, even though they're great. If you have someone who has a really good photographer, you know, camera, I would try and use that. And then I would just always, when you take a picture of your child, nothing with bows if it's a girl, no crazy patterns, nothing in their hair, just very simple white or neutral color top or clothing, and no crazy backgrounds. Just simple of your kid smiling, looking cute, and that's it. Very simple.
You know, just to piggyback on what Susan just said, I've had many, many moms over our 10 years of being in business. As I mentioned at the beginning, we list casting calls regularly in our newsletters. So I've had many moms come up to me that, again, have, you know, had no professional pictures, no agency, and they said, hey, you know, I have to tell you, I saw this casting call for a photo shoot for a magazine in your newsletter, and I sent my picture, and my baby's picture is now in XYZ. So, you know, it can, as Susan said, before you spend tons and tons of money, sometimes it kind of can just happen organically like that. And, Susan, just out of curiosity, is it, I probably you don't have an exact price, but, like, what's the range? Let's say a parent you know, actually wanted to take it to the next level. What's the range of getting a professional pictures taken?
Yeah, I mean, it varies, obviously, based on photographer, based on what you're looking for. If you do, you know, there's sometimes photographers will do one look, which means, you know, they're wearing one outfit in one position, and that's that. And I would say the range is somewhere around 300 and up. You know, so if you're doing five looks, it's probably about $500. If you're doing eight looks, and that's for not so much for babies, but for older children who may want to, you know, one is wearing, you know, they're wearing a dress, and one is in, you know, in jeans, and one is in, you know, their cute leggings, you know, so they try and vary it. And again, that's, you know, if that's what you want to do because you want those pictures anyway, then it's great. But again, it's not necessary. So I would say the range varies based on photographer and what type of photographs you're going to be taking.
Got it. And actually, Susan, if you don't mind, I just want to pause for a second and read you a question that was just typed in by one of our listeners, because it has to do with something you addressed in your last statement, and I think it's a good one. So this parent wants to know, sometimes my kids need to feel comfortable and then they become super engaged. Is this acceptable and workable? So, like, I guess reading between the lines, also what this parent is asking is, you know, my child is probably someone that has the right temperament, but they can't just jump in and be like, let's go, click away, people. Like, are the people filming or taking photos, is it okay if it takes a little while for kids to warm up?
Yes, of course. I mean, listen, kids are, you know, most kids, I would say, are apprehensive at first and take a little time to warm up. A lot of times on auditions and castings for kids and babies, they have something that's called a baby wrangler. And a baby wrangler's job is exactly that, is to play with your kid on set and make them laugh and make them smile and engage them. So not all castings and auditions have that, but a lot do, and they 100% have them on the set for the shoot if your child books a job, because, you know, it's very intimidating, even for an adult, to have lights and cameras and people in your face. So they have this baby wrangler who comes with all their toys and all their this and all their that, and they entertain the baby, and the baby's playing while their picture's being taken. So, yes, it's totally understandable, totally normal. It's just, I was saying in general, if your kid never warms up and it takes, you know, an hour for them to warm up, you know, you might want to think about waiting until they become a little bit more at ease and less shy. But it's so normal for kids to be apprehensive at first. I mean, adults are apprehensive when they're, you know, put in that type of situation at first. So, of course.
Exactly. Exactly. And great question. By the way, great question, caller. That's spot on. So now let's talk about agencies. So I know I just mentioned that our Mama Bites community, many of them have kind of stumbled across different casting calls that we've listed in our newspaper. However, I will say that we list one or two a week, and probably we get approached by many more, and there's probably hundreds across the country happening. So this I think is probably more where the agency comes in. So, you know, do parents need an agency, you know, or can they just kind of send pictures directly to magazines or networks?
I mean, yes. Can they send pictures to magazines and networks? Sure. Chances are, though, magazines and networks that are very, highly seen and exposed and highly known will probably use an agency over just, using, say, Mommy Bites or doing something on Craigslist or, you know, just advertising for, you know, any random person. They want people, they want a certain professionalism in it, and the agencies are very well read in terms of, rates, for parents, contracts, You know, parents who are doing this and submitting on their own, they don't know how to protect themselves in terms of contracts and money and all that kind of stuff. So this way parents don't have to haggle and deal with all of that. The agents do, and it's easier for the client, being whether it's Gap or, you know, Parents Magazine or whatever it is, it's easier for them to deal with agencies. So this way they know everything is going to be smooth sailing and there's no problems. But again, you know, certain clients and certain jobs, as Heather said, you know, like Parents Magazine or like any sort of product, sometimes do, you know, they have contests or have certain things that they, you know, want to find that, you know, random person, and they will advertise and do something special in that way. But agencies really help protect the client, the parent, the child. So, again, you can, 9 times out of 10, I don't think that they really respond to that unless they're specifically looking for someone without an agency.
Right. That's a good point. And actually, a follow-up question. This is a good question. This was just typed in. I no longer live in the New York metro area. How do I find jobs for my child? Are there jobs in the Midwest? And this person saying if she's, you know, really serious about pursuing this, should she consider relocating?
It depends where you live. I mean, first, you know, I would look into your local market. There's a lot of, you know, smaller agencies all over the United States. And I would do your research. I would Google. I would see, you know, comments about good agencies and reputable agents and managers and classes. And I would stick to your local market first. You don't want to, you know, pick up and move your entire family to New York or L.A. or Chicago or Miami. And you don't even know if your child is going to work. So, you know, you want to kind of stick to your local market. And sometimes in a smaller market, you know, your child gets more experience. It's not as competitive. They'll work maybe more, and they can try to build up a resume or a portfolio. And then if they start to really work and are very, very successful, and you say, hey, you know, I want to go to a bigger market. My kid is really doing well here. Then you can kind of see how it goes. And a lot of New York and LA markets will take your kids, not necessarily babies, but children, in a summer, like during the summer. So sometimes a lot of people will come and spend a summer in New York, and there's a lot of kid agencies that do summer contracts and try and send them on a lot as much as they can during the summer and see the kind of response they get. And then you kind of go from there and see if it's worth uprooting your whole family.
You know, I would also just chime in and say that from what I've seen on posting these in our Mommy Bites newsletters, more and more, I would say not the majority, but more and more castings, it seems in this technical day and age, are
right.
Open to kind of a mom sending a photo from anywhere. And then if there's follow-up interest, then I think as the family can decide, like, do I live sort of close to New York, does it make sense for me to get on a train and come in? But like, it seems like the kind of vetting first stage can be done in some of the cases from pretty much anywhere. And that's just my limited knowledge of things that comes through Mommy Bites.
For certain things, yes, they will look for, submissions from anywhere. But in the New York, especially the New York market, living close to New York is for kids is usually essential, just because there are so many auditions that are still live and in the city, and they don't want to pay for expenses. They don't want to, you know, for the shoot and all that kind of stuff. So yes, there are, you know, there's exceptions to every rule. So you definitely can submit if you're not from the, you know, a major market, if that's what they're looking for. I would say 9 times out of 10, especially for the New York market, you need to live in the, not in the city necessarily, but in the tri-state area where it's easy and you're accessible to coming into the city.
Got it. Okay. So we have tons of questions being typed in. I'm going to try to get to as many as I can. Some of these are themes that I know that Susan and I wanted to get to, such as setting up trust and kind of the monetary aspect. Some are more developmental, you know, the effect it has on school and on the child in general. Okay, and now I see, hold on, I'm just going to, someone just called in that's not on mute, so I'm going to go mute them, one moment. Okay, so I want to just keep the questions coming, and I promise I will get to as many as possible. So I'll keep going through some of these that we had that we wanted to cover, Susan, and then I'll kind of keep feeding in some that are typed. Does that sound okay to you? Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
This is a good question. This is under the umbrella of the agency still. So what's the commitment if the agency is interested? Is it, you know, they have to kind of drop out of school commitment, or does it vary?
It totally varies. The commitment is, the commitment is on the parents, obviously. The kid is going about their day-to-day life. They're going to school. They're playing, having play dates. They're doing their after-school activities. The parent has to be willing to be, it's almost like being on call, like a doctor. You have to be ready, not usually same day, but you have to be ready to be, you know, ready to go on an audition with your child. So basically, you know, you have to, you know, be able to get into New York City and bring your kids to auditions and be willing to be accessible to the agents. Now, does that mean it happens every single day? No. It almost never is like that. It could be once a week. It could be once a month. It could be once every 3 months. It could be once every 6 months. It varies, and there's no rhyme or reason, unfortunately, because, you know, nobody knows what the client is going to want when they want it, and the age range and the ethnicity. So when something comes in, you just kind of have to, an agency will call their talent roster and they'll, you know, see who's available to come into the city to go on an audition and kind of go from there. So like I said, it's sometimes you can have multiple calls in a month. Sometimes you may not hear from your agent or manager for 3 months, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that they're not submitting you. It just means that nothing in your kid's age range is coming up. But you do have to be willing, you know, I've worked with parents and adults who, you know, every time I call them, whether it's a month apart or 3 months apart, that just never can get into the city. And agents, you know, they don't like that, because they're trying to make money and they want your child to make money and be successful. So you have to be willing to, make the commitment that if you do get called to, you know, go, you know, to the audition. And it's a great experience for your child, especially when it comes to public speaking, if they're older, and learning how to interact with other people. So, you know, it's an amazing experience whether your child books the job or not, but the commitment is really on the parents. And they have to just be open to the unpredictability of it. But it's fun, and it's a really great experience. So that's really the commitment. If your child starts to really work and take off, you know, I don't think it's something you need to think about in terms of quitting school until that happens. And also, every audition that happens for school-age children are after school hours. So, you know, yes, if you live outside of New York City or outside your major market and you have to drive or take a train into the audition, you may have to take them out of school a little bit early, but all the auditions are after school hours. And if they book a job, it is during school hours. So, you know, you would have to, there's permits that you have to get for your kid so that they, you know, are able to miss school. But that's all, like, down the line, and it's all very easy to figure out, and that's why it helps to have an agent or manager who can help guide you the right way.
Got it. Okay. So I'm going to pause for a moment, and Susan, so you will, again, you'll send people the link, we will in our follow-up, to to your particular agency. For those of you that, that chimed in a little bit late, Susan has years and years of experience in this field, and has started her, own agency. So we'll send you all that information. I think that may answer even more of your questions. And also, Susan has an event in New York coming at the end of the month, which we will send you. Susan's website, again, I will send this to you, but it's www.susanallisontalent.com. So for those of you that want to that information right away, it's also on our website, and I'll also send it to you. So the other thing, Susan, is we have, again, tons and tons of questions coming in. Some of these actually are ones that we wanted to cover, so I'll kind of keep feeding them to you. One that just came in, I think, caller, you would agree we just answered. So this, a mom wanted to know what kind of time needs to be devoted to getting your child into the business. You just answered that. Unfortunately, it can be a lot, and it's inconsistent, and you kind of never know. But that is it's a great question. I'm sure all parents have that question. The other question that came in is, do you need a permit or trust set up for your child if you pursue with an agency? You know, what's the procedure? So, I know, is it a trust? Is it a college fund? I guess kind of the global question is, how do you set that up monetarily?
Yes, you will. If an agency is interested in working with your child, they will send you on a bunch of auditions. And if your child books a job, you will need to get them a permit, which it's by New York State, and also set up a trust for them with a bank. And all of that is explained very detailed when you get with with an agency. It does not need to be done right away. And it also is only really done for TV. For print, you don't need a permit. It is really only for TV that they set up the trust fund. The permit for print is because you have to be able to be out of school if you're a child who is school age. But all of that is really detailed and explained to you. And there's, you know, the permit takes a couple months to get, but there's a 15-day permit that if you book a job, you just get it on email, you know, same day, you print it out, and it's good for 15 days so you can bring it to your job. But all of that is very well explained to you when you get with an agency. So that's something I wouldn't even think about right away. I wouldn't even, go about doing it on your own until you get with an agency and they tell you to do it. So that's something I wouldn't even think about to start.
Okay. And then I guess sort of the follow-up to that is the difference between sort of an agency, a manager, is it all under the same umbrella? That's another question that was just typed in.
Okay, perfect, because we were going to talk about that too. The difference between an agent and a manager is people are always asking that. An agency works directly with the clients to get their breakdowns. Breakdowns are meaning, you know, the description of a job for a casting, for what they're looking for. So these agents work directly with the clients. They negotiate contracts. They speak about rates, and they usually have a wide range of talent that they represent. Most agencies are hands-on with their talent, but, you know, having so many talent, it could be harder for them to focus on really promoting each talent as much as they should. So that's when a manager comes in. A manager is someone who doesn't have as big of a client base. They kind of focus more on the clients they do have. They help them with picking pictures. They help them navigate how to find classes to take to better their acting ability. They help facilitate you or your child to these agencies that are getting these breakdowns. Managers usually don't get breakdowns. Some do and some don't. It depends on who you work with and how they run their business. The manager's kind of the in-between, like the go-between between the agency and the talent. Lots and lots of people go straight to the agency side, straight to the agency, and that's perfectly fine. You will be taken care of. I don't want to make it sound like you're not taken care of and you're not watched over, but, you know, they, you know, they have a lot more talent and a lot more of a base. So a manager is has a little bit less. They can devote a little more time, and it's also that middle person to kind of one extra person to help you guys navigate the whole business.
Got it. Okay. And then what about the money side in that? If an agency asks for money up front to represent someone's child, is that legit, or is that kind of a sign that they maybe shouldn't go in that direction?
Okay, so this question comes up all the time. If an agency that is looking to represent you, and I want to make sure that I'm clear on this, it says they're going to represent you and send you to auditions and get you jobs. If they ask for money up front, it is not legit. They should not ask for money to represent you. But this business, there are a lot of people out there, and myself included. I am a manager, but I am also a consultant. And, you know, there's people that provide services that, you know, that help you to be a better, have a better talent, people that you can trust that can put you in the right direction towards having your child be successful. You know, in any business, you make an investment. You know, if you have to make investments. You have to make investments in yourself. You have to get, if your child is successful, you have to eventually get good photos. You have to go on, you know, on the agency's website. You know, all of these things, there are fees that are involved. You know, for me, I charge a consultation fee when I first meet someone because I need to help groom them to get to the right place and give them all the information that they need, and then I pass them on to the agencies. After that, I don't take any other money except a commission if they're booked. But if I was an agent at an agency and you came to see me and I said I was willing to represent you, I should not take $1. There's a lot of people out there that say we need, you know, $1,000 or $5,000 to represent you, and you have to take these pictures, and we're going to get you work, and we're going to get you business, and that is not legit. You guys, the most important thing I can say is do your research, do your homework, Google people, see if there's any reviews out there about them, see what their background is, where they've worked, if it seems like that they've worked, you know, like for me, if you go to my website, you see I worked at CESD, I worked at Ford Models. Look up, if you're not even familiar with those names, Google now, I mean, you can Google those agencies, see if they're reputable, see the, you know, how good, you know, the person is, and see if you can trust them, and kind of go from there. If somebody is asking you for, you know, thousands of dollars, then chances are it's a red flag. I would just, you know, again, do your homework, do your research, and really see, you know, who you're looking to work with. I hope that helps and answered. You know.
I think that's really incredibly, incredibly important. So kind of just to paraphrase, I want to make sure that I've understood this. And the listeners, if you have follow-up questions, please type them in. So going back to even the beginning, so it's obviously it's completely fair for someone to ask for money up front for, you know, traditional, you know, a photo shoot or something like that. But if
Or even for, you know, yes, a photo shoot if they're taking pictures, but not if an agent or somebody says, I will represent you, but you need to take these photos. That's not cool. You know, if somebody says, like me, like, you know, I charge a consultation fee because I can't guarantee that an agency will choose to work with your child. Exactly.
Right.
So
right.
I do everything that I can to make that happen, but ultimately, you know, it's really not in my hands. So I have to charge my consultation fee just like anybody who's going to charge a consultation fee for any business. So sorry, Heather, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, because it's incredibly, incredibly important, and especially in this business, and especially when your kids are involved. So in addition to that, if anyone says up front, like, I can get your kid this and this, and I'm going to need the money up front, like, what you're saying is red flag, do your research. chances are that's probably not the right direction for you, and that's not normally how it's done.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Very good. Very good to know. So I also want to actually read. This is a very, very specific question, and I'm going to read it, listeners, because although probably no one has this particular instance except for this particular person, it kind of could jog other questions, and also it's could happen to other people, I think. So this person says, my son has a current work permit and is at Kogan Trust account as he's been working at for 15 months. It is now 3 years old. And his first go-see, okay, we want to talk about what a go-see is because I think that's a kind
it's
of technical.
It's another word for an audition or casting.
Okay, so go-see coming up. And I was wondering if the consistency of the fit work would prohibit him from being submitted for commercial work. So could there Okay, his first go-see is coming up, and I'm going to read this exactly because, again, I'm not familiar with the language in this world.
Okay.
And she says,
okay.
I am wondering if the consistency of the fit work.
Oh, fit work. Okay, okay.
Will prohibit him from being submitted for commercial work.
It shouldn't. I think that you need to speak to your agency and make sure that they know that you also want him to be submitted for commercial work and other things besides just fit work. And let them know that and tell them that, you know, you want to, you know, he's open to doing everything. And, you know, you hope that they can organize, you know, their times for certain auditions around, you know, his fit jobs.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
I hope, again, caller, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the industry, so I hope that answers your question. But if not, I know Susan would welcome follow-up questions, and I will make sure everybody has her contact information.
Perfect.
So this next question, this is a great one. So this caller wants to know, do you tell a parent if you think the child has a chance or not? Or do you represent anyone who asks? I think it would be helpful to know if this was something worth pursuing. And they say, thanks. That's a great question.
It is a great question. So I tell people all the time, I am one person in this big, huge industry, right? So there are millions of types of children and adults and people out there. There is always a need for all those different types. So for me to say to someone like you who just asked that question, I don't think your kid has a chance. I'm really kind of limiting and not being 100% right, because that's why I say I help when personally for me in my business, I sit down with the parent and the child and I help pick the best possible pictures that can represent them. And then I email their photos and submit them to all the different agencies in the city. And whereas one agency may not be interested, another agency may. So because there's a hole or a gap in what their roster has or what their needs are. So for me to say that they don't have what it takes is really not – it wouldn't be accurate, because every agent is always looking for different types of kids and different types of talent. So you just never know. And even if an agency, if no agency is interested, say I submit your stuff to every, you know, reputable agency in New York City like I always do, and no one is interested at this time, in 6 months we can revisit it again and we can take new snapshots and updated photos and I can submit it again, because people, you know, are in the business and they decide this is too much for me, or my kid's not working so I don't want to do it, or they want to just play soccer, they don't want to do this anymore, and so they quit and they get off their, you know, their agency's roster, and then that all of a sudden that hole is there and they need to fill that gap.
Right.
So your kid, you know, it's not so cut and dry as yes, no. There's certain age ranges, you know, right now that are very difficult because there's just not enough work for certain age ranges and the industry is saturated with the talent. So if your child falls under that in that category, I am very honest in saying, listen, this is a tough age. If you still
What age is that?
Usually anywhere, like girls around like 14 to 17, 13 to 17 is a tough
highly competitive.
Highly competitive, not enough work, and completely saturated. So it's a tough age. Boys are wanted all, like, no matter what. You could be,
always,
you know, boys are always, always in demand. But it's hard. It's a hard business. And sometimes some agents and some, you know, categories are just tough. So, it varies. So I'm very honest and upfront with everyone when I meet them. But at the same time, if your child is diehard and this is, like, all they want to do with their life, then I help them and I get you guys feedback so you know why they're not, you know, an agency may or may not be interested.
Got it. So interesting. This is all such a new world. No, I think it's so interesting. And I'm just looking at the clock now and I see we're coming to the end of our time together. But not only, I think, is it just interesting as someone I know very little about this business, but I think that the questions that have been typed in are fabulous and questions that I didn't even think of. So I want to kind of thank our listeners too, because you added a whole new dimension to this talk. So really awesome questions. One last question, I think, because this is a great question, especially if you have working parents. So are there jobs for Saturdays and Sundays only? You know, what if the parent doesn't have flexibility during the week with their job? That's a fabulous question.
Unfortunately, those are few and far between, just because people, you know, they want their weekends, and it's usually just, during the week type of thing. There are times that there will be castings and auditions that are held on the weekends. Sometimes there are shoots that they just can't fit in during the week that are done on the weekends. But there's not a it's not like you can say, okay, well, I can only go on stuff during the weekends, because chances are it's so far and few between that an agency or, you know, won't probably be interested in working with you, just because most everything is during the week, which does make it hard for working parents if you don't have a caregiver who is able to drive your child into the city. It is hard. But, yeah, unfortunately, that's the way it is. But, you know, again, it doesn't mean that – and, again, it's not something that happens every single day. You're not always being asked to come into the city for an audition. So, you know, if your job is flexible or, you know, you can kind of get your kid into the city for a, you know, an audition, you know, it's something you may want to still – think about, you know, oh, you know, maybe grandma can bring him in, or my nanny drives, or, you know, I can take a half day or something like that. Because like I said, it may be, you know, once every 3 months, it might be, you know, every, you know, you just don't know. So it's something to definitely think about and kind of go from there.
Great question. And I know I said that was the last question, but this one is such a good question. And this is my background. As many of you know, my background is in, I taught special needs for many years. So this question is, how about special needs modeling, kids with Down syndrome or in wheelchairs?
Yes, I find that is becoming big right now. You know, I don't have much experience with special needs children in this business, but I do know that there are agencies that have specific spots and specific groups and divisions. That's what I'm looking for. Sorry, guys. Specific divisions for special needs children. So I would definitely do your research and Google, you know, agencies that have special needs divisions, because that does come up a lot now, especially nowadays. So I would definitely look into that. Not every agency will have it, though, unfortunately.
Okay. Another question. These are such good questions, everyone. These are like fabulous, fabulous questions. Thank you. So we are out of time. And I know someone just typed this in, so I'm going to actually ask this, because it actually is what I was planning on asking anyway, which is, if, Susan, people have listened to this and they're thinking, you know, this is, I really want more information. I want to speak with Susan. I want to maybe have a consultation with her. What's the range? What's the cost of that? And what should they do? Should they email you? What are next steps? So cost and next steps.
Well, what I think is a really, really good next step, if you're in the New York area, like I mentioned in the beginning of the call, I am having a small event with limited spacing on October 30th. It's in New York City. It's a one-day event with a photographer, an agent, me. Actually, I'm also bringing one of my clients and their mom to help you guys, you know, answer questions from their side of it. And it's really, really
reasonable.
Is there
a price for that, Susan?
Yes, it's $299. And it's a full day, and it's all really good quality information, kind of like this was, but you'll be speaking with more people other than just me. You'll be speaking with a photographer who takes pictures of kids all the time. You'll be speaking with an agent who, the head of the kids division at CESD, which you should look them up, a major agency in New York City. And, you know, it's really, really a wealth of, like, a plethora of information. And also you'll get your child, you know, looked at by an agent and kind of, you know, get some feedback. So that's what I would really recommend. If you can't make the event, then you can obviously email me and we can kind of go from there and set up possibly another time. But it is on my website on the event page.
And do you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, and if the answer is that it's something that you discuss privately with people, do you share your consultation fee publicly?
Sure.
I know some people don't.
I mean, I can. My consultation fee, I charge $500 for a consultation. And usually, the consultation doesn't mean that if I meet with you, I decide whether I'm going to submit you to agents or not. If you decide to meet me and pay my consultation fee, I will be submitting your child to agencies. The consultation fee is for me to sit with you. How I pick pictures, I do all the due diligence, I send my emails, and I get feedback for you guys. You know, all of that takes a lot of my time, so I have to charge, you know, something, you know, to kind of do all of that. So yeah, but that's it. But again, I highly recommend coming to the event. It's going to be so fun. We have great people coming, and again, it's just more and more information.
Awesome. So great. Susan, thank you. Thank you again, everyone. I will send you a follow-up email in the next few days. I will put Susan's event and contact information. Susan, thank you so much. This was amazing. We covered so much.
Thank you. I'm so happy that I could do it, and thank you to you guys for having me. It was so fun, and I hope I got to answer all of your questions, or at least the bulk of them.
The bulk of them. And listeners, thank you again. You guys just you asked such wonderful questions. You had great energy. So thank you all for joining us, and best